Today, we launch a new series. It's called Creating Connection. For the next five Tuesdays, we'll bring you very personal stories from Michiganders about how local arts programs have changed their lives. We begin in Benton Harbor at Water Street Glassworks.
My name is Otis Cornelius. The first time I came in here was breathtaking. I had a really good old feel to it. I started getting fired up about 5 years ago. I think I was in the ninth grade, about 15 or 16. I found out about the program through my older sister. She come to work on some glass art. She was able to like sell it and get money from it. So I thought it was a cool idea.
My name is Lynn Clayton, and I am the executive director at Water Street Glassworks. I am a Benton Harbor girl, graduate of Benton Harbor High School. Benton Harbor is 98% Black. So when I started working here, it was really amazing to me because I watched primarily students from the inner city come into the studios not knowing anything about glass, being asked to work in front of a torch that's almost 3,000 degrees, to listen to directions, to have self-discipline, to work as a team, and just see them transformed. When Otis walked in, he was not very committed.
I was childish, immature.
He was pretty flighty, could get away with a lot of things, maybe.
I wanted to do glass blowing because I knew that was the coolest thing. I'm playing with fire and I'm playing with hot glass. But then when I found out how nice stained glass was and how closer it was to what I liked it to do, you know, that's when I started to realize stained glass is for me. When I was younger, I loved to draw, but stained glass coming into my life made me like express my artistic side so much more, because I would have just been drawing and then stopped in probably like 7th, 8th grade. But because I was in the art program, it made me want to be a better artist. My teacher name was Mary Jane. She showed me that people care for kids that aren't their own. She was a Caucasian woman and I'm African American. She had no relation to me, but she cared so much. She was just a really big part of my life. I learned how to make really nice sun catchers, made lamps, chandeliers, butterflies, small flowers. I like to make image derived from poems. My favorite poem is Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven. So I stained glass the raven. I would probably say it was my favorite piece, because I don't think I put as much passion into anything else as I did the raven. Miss Lynn has one.
It's really special to me, one of my favorites. I have it in my house. I just looked at it this morning. It's a beautiful piece.
I remember the feeling. It was really uplifting, because I never would have known somebody would want something that I created. It made me feel really good, like really, really good.
When I took over as education director, Otis said, you know, it would be really great if other people could come and not just students from Benton Harbor, because a lot of kids from Benton Harbor don't ever interact with kids from surrounding communities. So he participated with our board retreat to open up the program to students from rural communities like Dowagiac and Eau Claire.
That way other people have a good opportunity to see what we get to create and see what other people get to create. I met younger people who did metalwork. I met people that was from KZU, and they made lawn ornaments.
I watched him over the course of several years just become this very mature young man.
Growing up, people don't really talk about homosexuality, and some people down them. They make them feel like they're inhuman or they shouldn't be a part of society. But I found out just from being in the art community, not to judge people, just from one's ethnicity or one's sexuality, it showed me to embrace things more.
We're a pretty impoverished community. We're not going to get more manufacturing jobs in Benton Harbor. So if we can teach kids how to run a business, how to work with the public, even if they go to Qdoba or Target or work at Whirlpool, they're using those skills that they've gained through Fired Up.
When you're grinding glass, get all the sharp parts off first, because you don't want to stab yourself. If I'd never been in a Fired Up program, it gave me a purpose. It taught me to be a better person. At the moment, I'm an assistant manager at a Mexican grill. Being in Fired Up, it showed me there's alternatives. It taught me leadership. That if I take the initiative and I apply myself, that I can get those opportunities that's out there.
Otis is a perfect example of why it's so important for Water Street Glassworks to be here. When I was growing up, we were very proud of being from Benton Harbor. And it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort to bring a city back. And so to be able to see these kids, I mean, their glass making is as good as many glass artists that I've seen that do this for a living. And so the community responds to that. They see how talented these kids are, and they see how capable they are if they're just given that opportunity. It really does a lot to help heal the spirit of this city.
That was Otis Cornelius and Lynn Clayton at Water Street Glassworks in Benton Harbor. Our Creating Connections series was produced by Elizabeth Meister and Dan Collison at Long Haul Productions, and it was funded by the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.